The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 395. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. My name is Mark Gunn. I am a Celtic musician, a podcaster, and host of this show, which is dedicated to the independent Celtic musicians. You can support these artists, share the show with your friends, and find more episodes at CelticMusicPodcast.com. You can also support us over on Patreon. We kicked off this show with Dram and Go from their album Heads, Tails, and Heart. That was I-5. We're going to go straight into the music with Poaching from their album Simple Pleasures. This is Brendan's Reels.
I was born in I heard all the songs that the children sing, and I listened to love's melodies. I felt my own music within me rise, like the wind.
night the forest is gently laughing. In a long gone summer breeze, a familiar soul again is passing. Of the woman whose heart outgrew these trees. Does anyone else here remember Patsy? Does anyone remember her but me? 'Cause tonight I'm gonna close these doors and play guitar till early morn and sing to Patsy. Mother said, careful what you're wishing. Mother said, no man is what he thinks. Mother said, never marry an electrician, especially if he drinks. Does anyone else here remember Patsy? Does anyone remember her but me? 'Cause tonight I'm gonna close these doors and play guitar till early morn and sing to Patsy. Says, again you've broken water. Sister says, aren't four children enough? Every day I have to see you in your daughter. And no one should be expected to be this tough. Does anyone else here remember Patsy? Does anyone remember her but me? 'Cause tonight I'm gonna close these doors and play guitar till early morn and sing to Patsy. Forest is gently laughing in a long gone summer breeze. A familiar soul again is passing. Of the woman whose heart outgrew these trees. Does anyone else here remember Patsy? Does anyone remember her but me? Does anyone else here remember Patsy? Won't you all raise a glass with me? Tonight I'm gonna close these doors and play guitar till early morn and sing to Patsy.
After Pochin came Jill Chambliss Muse, Ed Miller, and Scooter Muse from their album The Long Awa Ships, that was River. Then came Athena Turgis with The Hag with the Money, Old Tipperary, and Kulea Jigs from her album A Letter Home. We finished off the set with the John Byrne Band with Two Patsy from The Immigrant and The Orphan. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening. Email a voicemail message to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Alexander Randall V emailed, "Tell your bands that the podcast works. I am buying everything I can find from Talisk, Slyotar, and the Flying Toads. I never heard of any of them before the podcast. Now I'm on iTunes buying stuff from all three. It works. You're turning people onto bands, and we are buying. By the way, I listen to the podcast while commuting. I live on an offshore island off St. Thomas in the U.S. Virgin Islands, and I listen while riding my boat to work. Any of the listeners who are listening in a boat? Salancha Agatsa." There's your question. Does anyone out there listen in a boat? You can post your comments over at CelticMusicPodcast.com. And thank you so much for supporting these artists. That is what this show is designed to do. I want to entertain you, the listener, but I also want to help these bands sell more music, make more fans, and keep making great music. So thank you, Alexander. Carl Kelly emailed a photo. "My students should thank you. Listening to this music probably result in a 3 to 5 point increase in their average grade because I'm in a good mood. Hope all is well and your daughter is getting better." Thank you so much, Carl. I appreciate it. My daughter is doing great. She had surgery a few months back and she's fantastic. Her energy is so much more there. It's awesome. So thank you. And the photo Carl emailed is a picture of him with a podcast in front. And there is him grading some homework right there. Awesome. Travis Senzaki emailed from his phone. "Hi, Mark. Greetings from Akita, Japan. I enjoyed listening to this week's Calm Before the Storm as I was taking advantage of a calm before snowstorms, here to take my 3-year-old son skiing for the first time. The podcast keeps us company through lonely mountain roads and snow-blanketed rice paddies. Here's a picture of the view we enjoyed to go with the music. Thanks for all you do to bring this amazing music to each of us each week. Slancha." Nice. God, these beautiful sceneries. This is snow. I do love the snow. I don't see much here in Alabama, but maybe that'll change in the future. We'll see. All right, let's get back to the music. I am super excited to announce that I have a brand new single that is being released this week. I believe it is. Knock on wood. It is a track called When She Held Me in Her Arms. You will be able to find it on Spotify and throughout the, you know, universes. Be able to buy it on CD Baby, iTunes, Amazon, whatever you like, or just stream it. I would love it if you would. Fiddle is done by Samantha Gilogli. Without further ado, here's When She Held Me in Her Arms.
Through the market I wonder and pray that I find me a woman I might marry one day, and I never dreamed when I prayed that prayer the woman I long for was standing there. When she held me in her arms that night, I held her close and I held her tight, and I swore that day forth the lover of me life. When she held me in her arms that night, when she held me in her arms that night. Well, she smelled of the sweetest lilac skin, and I admit it now that she drew me in. And her voice cast a spell I could not so obey. Every word was a river that swept me away. When she held me in her arms that night, I held her close and I held her tight, and I swore that day forth that lover all of me life. When she held me in her arms that night, when she held me in her arms that night. All the market became a more beautiful place, all the flowers more fragrant, and the clothing all lace. And her eyes, her eyes, they begged me to stay. And 20 years later, I've not regretted a day. When she held me in her arms that night, I held her close and I held her tight, and I swore that day forth the lover all of me life. When she held me in her arms that night, when she held me in her arms that night.
tie, and I swore that May 4th I'd love her all of me life. When she held me in her arms that night, when she held me in her arms that night, I held her close and I held her tight, and I swore that May 4th I'd love her all of me life. When she held me in her arms that night, when she held me in her arms that night, I held her close and I held her tight, and I swore that May 4th I'd love her all of me life. When she held me in her arms that night, when she held me in her arms that night, when she held me in her arms that night.
Thank you.
had long and golden hair. A gentleman came riding, running up to her father's gate. On a milk-white stallion, he came at the stroke of eight. Step it out, marry my fine daughter. Step it out, marry if you can. Step it, my fine daughter, show your legs to the country man. Step it out, marry my fine daughter. Step it out, marry if you can. Step it, my fine daughter, show your legs to the country man. I will buy her silks and satins and a gold ring for her hand. She shall have a mansion, she'll have servants to command. Step it out, marry my fine daughter. Step it out, marry if you can. Step it, my fine daughter, show your legs to the country man. Step it out, marry my fine daughter. Step it out, marry if you can. Step it, my fine daughter, show your legs to the country man. Spoke up sharply, you'll do as I command. You'll get married on that Sunday and you'll wear that wedding band. Step it up, marry my fine daughter. Step it up, marry if you can. Step it, my fine daughter, show your legs to the country man. Step it up, marry my fine daughter. Step it up, marry if you can. Step it, my fine daughter, show your legs to the country man. Deep stream flowing by. On a wedding day at midnight, she drowns with a soldier boy. In the cottage there is music, you can hear her father sing. Step it, my fine daughter, Sunday is your wedding day. 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 Day.
yours truly came Jamie Lavelle and Ashley Broder with Levantine Spinning Barrel from Zephyr in the Confetti Factory. Then Tammy Curtis with Step It Out Mary from her album Cavort. And finally, Syncopaths from their album Five Gears. That was Will You Marry Me? Celtic Podcast News. We have new merch in our store. You can get the Sainted Song Hinger Collection, which will include the 2019 shirt, two pint glasses, my latest CD, a few CDs from the Celtic Music Archive, and stickers. This is a great way to support the podcast, especially for those who don't prefer to make a per-episode pledge. Plus, it'll help promote the show, and I'm particularly pleased with the t-shirts this year. Not only did Miranda Nelson Designs do a beautiful job on this shirt design, but I also have new shirts that are super-duper comfortable. I went out of my way to choose shirts that are made from a great fabric, and I love the way they feel. So you will too. Go get yours. Right now you can only get it through the Sainted Songhenger Collection. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is a proud sponsor of the Savannah Irish Festival. 10% of all the profits made by the podcast goes towards supporting Celtic nonprofits. Usually I look for small Celtic festivals where we can do the most good, and who also features some of the artists who were featured in this podcast. And I'm really happy to see that Sire is performing this year at the Savannah Irish Festival. You can win free tickets next week. Please subscribe to the Celtic Music Magazine and make sure you check out the festival website at savannahirish.org. Here is Sire.
Lay me down upon the stay with me till I grow still. Let me feel the winter winds till I go to meet my kin. Ooh, my body on a knee, set me out upon the sea. Let the flames dance o'er the waves, and know we'll meet again someday.
Yeah. sonia ogli am halem ar gada gaily tain a frankistane it's cuz you're only get gone or I should have my whole body barrel to the camp of and yet or I should have my whole body and this air hot to tarry
Martine got up to speak. He lifted up his glass, his voice rang out like a bell. All of you who drink this water, remember the man who dug the well. Raise your glass and drink with me. Raise your voice and sing. Celebrate a life well lived. Celebrate the joy a song can bring. Gentleman who understood that tradition lives inside. He sang the old songs and the new with dignity and pride. He was the center of the circle, always ready with a song. And every now and then he'd scowl and let the drummer bang along. Mourn a song that ended far too soon. Raise your glass and drink with me. Raise your voice and sing. Celebrate a life well lived. Celebrate the joy.
After Sire came Occam's Razor with Oroshe Hawahiawaya from Wolves in the Walls, then Rathkelter with More Tetley Viker from Something Good for a Change, and finally Jiggernaut with The Man Who Dug the Well from their album The Well. I hope you enjoyed this week's show, and if you did, please share it with a friend. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is dedicated to growing our community and helping the incredible artists who so generously share their music. If you love the music, buy the albums, shirts, songbooks, singles, follow them on Spotify, see their shows, and drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Remember also to subscribe to the Celtic Music Magazine. Every week I will send you a few bits of cool Celtic music news. It's a quick and easy way to plug yourself into more great Celtic culture. Plus, you'll get 34 Celtic MP3s for free just for signing up. Now, if you haven't been getting emails from me and you signed up to this newsletter, then do a search. Click on a link, because I'm going to limit the number of emails that I send to the entire group. Because if you're not clicking each and every week and responding or something, then it's okay to unsubscribe. That's fine with me. So feel free to go ahead and do that. But I would love it if you get on the list. I have so much cool stuff to share with you, and I hope you enjoy reading it too. I'd love your feedback. Let me know. Remember also to vote in the Celtic Top 20. What is your favorite song in this episode, or songs? There's a whole bunch. I've made it easier than ever. Just list the show number and the name of as many bands as you like. Your vote helps me create next year's best Celtic music of 2019. In fact, at the top of every show, there's a list of all the bands. You just copy that list, delete the ones you don't want, and insert it into the form at bestcelticmusic.net. Finally, I do want to remind you that this show is listener supported. It is free to the general public, but it is supported through kind patronage over on Patreon. You can make a per episode pledge and cap how much you want to spend each and every month. And your generosity helps fund the creation, production, and promotion of the show. I want to thank our newest patrons of the podcast, Patrick M. and Brian C. Become a generous patron of the podcast at patreon.com/Celtic Podcast. I found a track that I haven't played in forever, and I emailed Melanie Grubin, who recorded this song. It's a single called Irish Fire, and I absolutely love this song. I played it years ago, and it was a big hit on the podcast, but I haven't played it since. I talked Melanie into releasing this song as a single, so now you can own the song as well. I'll include a link to the single in the show notes. And if you're not familiar with the show notes over at CelticMusicPodcast.com, every song is listed by time, so if you want to skip to a particular song, you will be able to do that in the show notes. So go check it out. Here's Melanie Grubin with Irish Fire. I'll talk to you next week. Sláinte.
I was at the fair when I met a man who was handsome as could be. He was tall and strong, and his hair was long, turned a kind eye unto me. Oh, you'd never know what's a crossroads fair could bring to a girl like me. Who'd have known the tie filled with Irish fire would have curtsied docilely. He was just a man, as I've said before, no more, no less was he. He was not a boy, he was not a child, and somehow frightened me. For I was a girl of a he didn't fancy me. Some parts inside filled with Irish fire wouldn't forfeit easily. Was a spark in my Irish fire, but he was a pretty thing to admire. Not a boy from the village, not a child like me, but his voice, it rang so gallantly. And I had to tell myself day by day, he will not be mine, and my heart's to stay. And there never was a more hopeful liar than the heart that fueled my Irish fire. Dance to a song of mine. a boy from the village, not a child like me, but his voice, it rang so gallantly. And I had to tell myself day by day, he will not be mine and my heart's to stay in there.
The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is produced by Mark Gundy, Celt Father. To subscribe, go to Apple Podcasts or to our website, where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.